You are now listening to A Monster Rancher's Guide to Summoner's War. Here are your hosts.
Welcome to A Monster Rancher's Guide to Summoner's War. I'm one of your hosts, Ken, aka Lightstar777 in Summoner's War. And I'm here with my great friend of over 13 years.
Hi, everyone. My name is AJ, and my gamer tag is Aztec Olmec.
We are going to be discussing all things Summoner's War, runes, mods, and everything in between. Maybe you'll learn something, hopefully have a lot of fun, and as always, thanks for joining us.
Now let's listen to two geeks talk about monsters.
Left a good job in the city.
Ow!
Working for the man
every night and day.
And I never lost one minute of sleep. Regretting where things might have been.
Big wheel.
We'll keep on turning.
Burning.
Proud Mary, keep on burning.
Burning.
Rolling.
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 I am Diana Ross, listener.
Rolling on the rim.
Yes, I know, Tina Turner, sorry. I got caught up in the moment. I was really excitable.
It's all good. It is. Another thing. I'm sorry. It's 8 o'clock. We should really.
We need to hammer this out real quick.
Yeah, let's get the topics going. Notes. Okay. 70 years ago, the Devilmon usage. 4-week event rebranding, but same old thing.
Because think about it. Like, you still would do 400. Like runs of whatever the dungeon is,
yep,
or
true.
You could do 800 of any other content that you want.
True.
Stupid, right?
So same thing. It's really the same.
Don't
thing.
Forget to maximize your window, by the way, bud.
Yes. Thanks. Thank you. Wow, that is
some
amazing.
See, no, go back to the top. See, this is better if I haven't seen them at all, and then you're just showing me for the first time.
Okay. Let me. Full screen this shit. Let me switch to I'm sorry, all this shit took so long.
No, you're fine, bud.
You
know what? I have learned that you and I are great impromptu artists, so it really doesn't matter if we even talk about anything. We can bullshit for 45 minutes, no problem. Like we could do a couple 2v2s and we would be fine.
All those improv classes, man.
Remember when we practiced boxing? We slap.
Okay, well, I'm ready to rock, man. I think
same.
Everything is good. All right, let me just type the title in. And
oh yeah, let's see. Have you figured out the intro yet?
I am the Light Neo Stone Fighter. I am a Logan. No, I am shit. I am
the terror that flaps
in the night. Oh, wow, Darkwing fucking Duck, man. No, I'm doing that. I'm the terror that flaps in the night. Aztec Olmec. Fuck that. We're doing... That was too perfect.
I'm the Wind Totemus.
You're the Wind Totemus. No, you're the Wind Taoist, because we're doing a spotlight for...
Is it Wind Taoist or Wind Totemus?
Oh, no. Ferenis wanted us to talk about the Wind Totemus. I mean, sorry, the Wind Taoist. Wusa.
Oh,
is the Wind.
I have Nadawusa. Why would you agree to such terrorism? Do you have a Wusa?
Yeah, definitely.
Wow. Definitely, like, everybody's got a Wusa. Thanks, bud.
You have a Wind Taoist somewhere. Really?
The first and only pioneer I have is Wusa.
No, the Taoist, the guy with the stick, the staff, the four star.
Oh, hold on a minute, that guy.
Wusa.
Wuchi.
Wuchi. Sorry.
Wusa is the wind or the water pioneer.
You were correct.
And then you were like so casual about having the wind pioneer. I'm like, wow, okay, thanks. All right, anyways, let's get started, because we already lost somebody watching.
Fuck. Maybe they'll come back. All right, yeah, let's...
Yeah, I don't even do shit.
Let's fucking do this shit. Let me go live.
Well, no, count it down, and then we'll both hit it at the same time. That way it syncs, and it's not empty air on your part.
Oh, shit. Give me a half a second. I just have to switch. Yeah, because I have the notes up. That would have been weird. Okay. Chat around the world. Cameras are up. Okay, we're good. So let me count it down. 3, 2, 1. Go live.
Talk, AJ.
Okay.
Don't just sit there awkwardly.
Hello, summoners. Welcome to another pulse pounding.
Oh, yeah.
Lightning inducing. Tower ascending. Episode of A Monster Rancher's Guide to Summoner's War. I am the hero that flaps in the night, Aztec Olmec. But it wouldn't be a proper episode.
Blatherskites.
Dude, that is so
Gizmo Duck. I know what I'm about, son.
But it wouldn't be a proper episode if I didn't have the Win Taoist Lightstar 777 with me.
Hello. Yes, miscommunication just right off the bat. When Aztec told me dear sweet Ferentis wanted a spotlight on the Wind Taoist, I totally thought they meant the Wind Totemus because, you know, they were new. And I hadn't bothered to build them yet, so I was just like, let me throw some things at them and all and see how they are. And then I was informed, I'm an idiot. And that was not the spotlight that he wanted at all, so...
I mean, we could still talk, because they're pretty new. They're still pretty new, so...
Skirtoodles.
And plus, I've been kind of waiting for you to start using the Wind Totemus, you know, the fusion unit. So we could definitely talk about both, you know.
Yeah.
Not a
problem.
Why
not? Why not, indeed?
So we got topics.
First, how are you?
I am so much. I am so good. Like, honestly, like, I love sharing about today's the 10th of November. And this makes about 3 months that I've, just cut down on drinking a whole lot.
Nice.
So I feel awesome. I feel really, really good. Like, my sleep is so much better. I have, but I encourage anyone, just take a week off or a weekend off from drinking, you know, and,
at least a Monday to Thursday.
Yeah, I'm like a Monday to Thursday, just to dry out a little bit and just see how much everything kind of flows better with your health and your wellness and such like that. So just to answer your question, I'm doing wonderfully. Also, how are you doing? Because I tend to go right into topics after you ask me how I'm doing. And plus I'm rocking my cool Summoner's War shirt from the meetup in New York. And
nice.
But yes, how are you doing, bud? Like,
we are doing all right. It's a bit rainy all day and overcast, but
yeah,
you know, such is life here at the bottom of the world.
So we have topics. We have very cool topics today, as usual. I think we always have very good topics, to be very honest. But regardless, we are going to talk about a bunch of stuff. We're going to talk, of course, because we love Ferentis. Shout out to you. We are definitely going to do the monster spotlight about the Wind Taoist. We are going to talk about the Wind Totemist also, just because, but you know.
Because one of us is an idiot.
Okay. Okay. Anyway, we are going to talk about, of course, the new events, you know, the 7-year scroll, got rebranded, which is pretty much the SWC scroll, the 4-week event, which is
also rebranded.
We're rebranding that also.
That's going to be Summoner's War, : Sky Arena, : Subtext, rebranded.
Yes. Which is pretty much just Lost Centuria, to be honest.
Whoa. Whoa. Keep those words out of your mouth. Those 10 players who are keeping that
Lost
game going
Centuria.
Are God doing bless the Lord's work.
For real?
The Lord's work.
But yes, and
I'm sorry, was that bad mouthing? I don't mean to bad mouth. I'm sorry.
Please do. I mean, feedback is feedback. Oh, definitely want to go over the winners of the this amazing food artistry, which is the cosplay and cooking event. We're definitely going to check out the winners of that, because that these people are just amazing, you know, artists, whether they be food or, you know, visual art or musicians. We have a real passion for here at MRGTSW. Not to be mistaken with MGTOW, but yeah, I keep doing a search on YouTube for MRGTSW and MGTOW keeps coming up. Men going their own way. This is not that show.
We gotta like make more web content, apparently.
Yes, yes, we have. So in order to overtake the algorithms, but anyways. Lightstar definitely wants to talk about when and who to use your Devilmon on, and
I want to see how you handle your Devilmon.
Yeah,
because I have a weird way that I handle Devilmon
and I just want to send a whole lot of and a big glorious shout out to Heroshin. He was on the stream last week and we just got so much love for him, you know, definitely appreciate him.
Such a fun time.
Yeah, and obviously we're gonna try to get some more guests very soon. Some you've heard of, and some you've heard of also. So there's gonna be a more of a push for us to get some more guests, because I think it just livens up the show. I mean, of course, Lightstar and Aztec are pretty awesome.
So in their own lively. Right.
But,
so
lively. But dude, it's it's always good to have guests and to share our passion about, you know, Summoner's War and just gaming in general.
You know what? I say we just kick it off, since I have the Wind Taoist pulled up in skill preview, and we talk a little bit about this here. Now, here's my thoughts. You have two AoE attacks.
Yes.
Right? Great candidate for some despair runes.
Yes, 100%.
Those are never bad. You know, decreasing attack power and increasing their chance of landing as a glancing hit, you know, that's pretty good. You could maybe put it on revenge. That way you have despair revenge. That way his S1 has more opportunity to cause him to get glancing hits, so to give you some more survivability. You decrease their attack bar by 30%, and it's a 2 attack with 30% chance. And you can set their attack bar to 0 and decrease the skill cooldown of all times by 1 turn each. So
yeah, this is all about attack bar control. Right. Pushing back.
So kind of like a budget Ganymede, may he forever rest in peace. they're in the storage defense force where he's been relegated to.
Dude, I so want a Ganymede.
I know. It broke my heart when Hiroshin spoke the words that are true of Ganymede's passing from meta status, which it's a kick. A kick to all of us.
It's all good. But yeah, Burning Sand. I'm sorry. Go ahead, please.
No. Yeah. I would effectively just say, you know, a lot of speed. So, like, doing speed and his base stats. I would definitely say 104 base speed is a good candidate for speed.
Definitely.
Maybe some HP, make him a little bit more tankable. He's not going to be a big damage dealer, but
you want him to rotate
turns. Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
attack
yeah,
bar
I mean,
control.
I would
absolutely.
Definitely say despair over violent, just because with the two AoE, it would be good to be able to stun them and push their attack bar back.
Yes.
So,
On top of it, the fire Taoist is a 3-star. So skill ups without Devilmon. So you get like the best of both worlds with this dude. You get skill ups out the wazoo. You get 2 AoE attack bar control skills. I mean, he's really, really good. Awesome. I mean,
yeah, for a 4-star, he is doing the Lord's work.
And even if you want to, you know, go out on a limb and use, you know, maybe the water Taoists as skill ups, because they do not, they kind of pale in comparison to the wind one. So, I mean, yeah, you have 3 stars for the, it's only a few monster families have like, you know, 3 and 4 stars or like 4 and 5 stars. Like, I think the vampires, I think I'm pretty sure the light and dark ones are 5-star, while all the rest are 4-star. Is that correct? I just want to, let me double check that. I don't want to spread misinformation, but the Taoists and the vampires are the ones that come to my mind first. But there's a couple of families that have, you know, a sliding scale of stars, I guess you could say. But yeah, let me just pull up good old fire vampire. But I'm very sure that the vampires do have the 5 stars in the light and dark section. Light and dark versions, I should say. Yeah, but if you have a Wind Taoist, yes, definitely build them, you know, attack bar pushbacks for days, you know what I'm saying? Nothing, yeah, so yeah, both the light and dark vampire are 5 stars, while the rest being 4 stars. Just like the Taoist, the fire is a 3-star, and I believe the rest are 4 stars. So yeah, nice. Very cool. Very cool. So yes, Ferentis, despair, revenge, maybe despair. You just said it too. It's on the tip of my tongue. I don't know. Despair something. Despair, and I would go despair revenge. Hey, why not? If you're doing some RTA stuff.
Well, doing RTA, despair will, right?
Despair will, yes, definitely. You're doing some RTA. I don't know. I'm thinking despair revenge would be kind of cool, because on counterattacks, maybe you counter with some more attack bar reduction. I don't know. I think that would be kind of cool.
Right. Yeah, I mean, it definitely, if you don't have an attack bar controller, like, they could definitely be earning their keep.
100%.
For sure.
Oh, big shout out to E-Dub13, another one of our Discord leaders.
E-Dub!
He pulls Rika, one of my favorite units. Same. I think one of everyone's favorite units. You know, dots for days.
How did you run your Rika?
What did I do? I'm very sure I went despair blade.
Wow. I'm actually embarrassed by my Rika just now.
Oh, how'd you win her?
Despair focus. That's fine. I have a defense rune in slot 2 though.
Sexy.
For whatever reason, but you know what? I mean, I know why, because it's got 16% crit damage, which I don't know why I thought that was important for her to have, but it's just...
Honestly, despair focus on the Wind Taoist isn't a terrible idea. You know, more chances to reduce attack bar is always a good thing.
Right. Let's see. This is... very embarrassing. I'm sorry. I'm going to stare at her runes now in despair of my own.
Don't do that. So this is this. Well, we'll stare at this because I want to just briefly go over the winners of the cooking and cosplay party, because I don't think you've seen these yet.
Your thing froze on me.
Again. Why? Why the freezing?
It hates us.
It really does. It really does. So let's turn this off. Let's turn on again. Maybe it won't freeze this time.
I believe in it, just like the Easter Bunny.
Good? Is it moving for you? Come on. Now,
it's doing the spinny thing, but
it's doing the spinny thing. Okay, so when you're done powering up your room, just go to the event page and then we can look at them together.
That's where we're going
here. Hey, look at that.
Look at that. Event page. Event page.
Why are these AirPods thanking everybody?
Well, the AirPods are thanking everyone because that's one of the gifts. I mean, one of the prizes, I shouldn't say gifts. One of the prizes for winning the cosplay and cooking and cosplay contest. Wow, say that three times fast. A lot of alliteration there. Cooking cosplay contest. So we're going to go over these amazing works of art by some of our fellow summoners.
All right. So first up,
we have
Monica's what is the screen with two name Z's.
This individual.
No, you can't hear me? Okay, that's cool.
So Monica ZZ made this
just,
awesome...
So you just can't hear me anymore,
like,
huh?
I guess graveyard themed. I'm guessing it's a cake, but it has a very cool Devilmon, Angelmon, and like these cool little pumpkins, a scary looking ghost. I mean, this is brilliant. Wow. I can cook, but I cannot decorate. This is pretty cool. This is amazing. You know, she deserves to win something. AirPods, whatever. Because this took hours. I can just appreciate.
Hi. Sorry, guys, we're just having a slight technical difficulty here with ye old Aztec. Can you hear me now? No. No, you can't. Oh, Rashiboshi, so can you hear...
All right, we're back.
You can hear me again then?
Now I can hear you, no problem.
Oh, good. Rashiboshi was coming to our aid again, telling me that he could hear both of us just fine, just not together.
Okay. Well, regardless, we're back. We're back on MRGTSW, Monster Rancher's Guide to Summoner's War. Coming at you. We're already here. Okay. How do you like this?
I absolutely love this one. It almost looks like... I don't even know. Like, almost like, you know, those peeps, you know, kind of material.
Yes. Totally.
That they made all the
marshmallow
top the figures out of. I love this. It looks really incredible. And I mean, it's on a chocolate cake. I don't even know if it's chocolate cake, but there's chocolate frosting, so I mean that one has to win, right? but it's very cool. Just the fact that the wings on the Devilmon are able to stick up and not crash down, that's incredible to me.
That's pretty cool.
So, that's great. Moving on, we have Slants. From the Goble server.
And, this is terrifying, but I think it's supposed to be because that demon, transmog kind of deal is terrifying. This is very scary.
Yeah, now, I get that he murdered all of these pumpkins.
Oh,
may
yeah.
May they rest in peace.
R.I.P. pumpkins.
But what exactly did he do with their innards? Or was it just enough just to do the murder?
Don't want to know. But regardless, it looks amazing.
I almost wish he had done a little bit more lighting, because I'm missing some of the details, especially of, like, the back left figure here.
Oh, you know what? That's the Dark Sandman. Hold on. And I'm pretty sure that is...
I know who it is, but...
Not like, Chilling. Who's the Dark Jack-O-Lantern? I forget. Dusky. Yeah. Okay. I'm getting this. And then, of course, the...
Right, but you would have gotten it better and more enjoyably if it was lit better, right?
100%.
Exactly.
Yeah.
All in agreement. Lighting is everything.
Next
up. You want to take the next one?
I will. I cannot pronounce their name because it is in Chinese and I am...
Nihama. Wushir Wang Fei Hong.
However, this is still amazing. I mean, the jelly beans alone look great. Are those mushrooms? Oh, wow.
Actual mushrooms, yes.
Actual mushrooms. And
I love the orange peel for the collar on the...
Yes, on the jack-o'-lantern. The pump.
Yeah, and yeah, that's just... It's really cool, and it almost looks like a bit of nori or a carrot or something. Like, the belt is nori, carrot sticks for the arms...
Like, very cool.
That's very, very cool. And I like that there's lighting on this one. That's
a
very cool detail that...
There even seems to be light coming from the... that black pumpkin-looking thing in the background. So, wow. Just wow.
Yeah. I like that one a lot. I still gotta give it to the first one for my favorite of all so far.
Totally.
So next one, we have Global Server Cosplay category now, Mamori Basket.
Yep, and she's cosplaying the transmog of the Paladins, which is just awesome.
I love it. I love the little Halloween mace and shield. That's really awesome. Well done. Like, I admire people who can make cosplay items, because I am not one of them.
Absolutely.
You up?
Next up, Global Ovis Albus.
Aww.
How cute is this transmog? I'm guessing it's the transmog of the Beast Monk?
Beast Monks. Yep.
Yep. Super cool.
I love that.
Super, super cool. Just... I don't know. There's nothing to say. Lots of hard work. I mean, and you know, budget cosplay. You could tell that this wasn't a purchased costume. This was just a lot of hard work.
This was probably a plush friend that they already had.
They modified, which is amazing.
From the Korea server.
Yep.
Annyeonghaseyo. We have your favorite unit.
What's not to love about cosplaying your favorite unit in the game? The samurais. Samurai. I'm guessing it's the Dark Samurai Sige. I'm just going to throw that out there. But, man.
Yeah, shout out to you. I would say that, or, I mean, if the red sword was intentional, perhaps the fire samurai, but...
Well, probably the light samurai. Duh, the light's probably Tosi, to be honest, because either one, still an awesome cosplay.
Yeah.
Shout out to you, Nelly the God, because you're one of the few people that actually use Sige to a pretty decent extent, but awesome. Awesome, awesome.
Your turn. I like this one. Pass the names.
Coffee Skittles.
There we go.
Coffee Skittles. You made a punk, a Angelmon out of a pumpkin. Just, I can't say enough about this. A pumpkin Angelmon, and of course, you got Gene protecting the pumpkin Angelmon. You know, the Pops version of Gene.
As it should be.
Just.
Unglobal kidnap global Euro kidnap. Earth.
Just the game attack alone and, you is know, hysterical.
And of course, with a name like that, this is the chosen artwork, very popular.
Of course.
The transmog for the demons.
Yep. Entirely out of edible. Look at this edible arrangement. This is just, I don't know, this is a lot of cut Oh, man.
I don't know. I gotta give it to this next one. You're up. Anyang Seo.
Wow. Wow.
Okay.
So we got Korea. The Frankenstein. We got the... I'm pretty
Super
sure
Angel
that's...
Mon.
We got the Super Angel Mon, and we got... I'm just gonna guess the Jack-O-Lantern. Looks
but
good
I,
enough
I,
to eat.
I love that the Dorito is the hat. That is... Chef's kiss. That is genius.
Absolutely.
That is, oh. And like half of an Oreo, it looks like,
yes.
Is the helmet. Just beautiful.
Now, you talk about budget cosplay, and you talk about
Taoist. And this is what I love. I love, like, I know the professional cosplayers in that, like, you know, they're doing great, amazing things, but... God,
budget
cosplay and seeing that innovation, like Kat has a paper bag, a couple bandages it looks like, and a marker, and out of that he made himself Wuchi. It's
just, I have no words about the creativity of this dude. I mean, amazing.
So good.
I wish I could send you a pair of AirPods.
He's going to track you down now? Like,
yeah, seriously.
AirPods.
Seriously. Nadia is 707.
Asia server, Nadia, yep. 707, yeah. And it's more a diorama.
A diorama,
say,
like, exactly.
Than
like,
cosplay.
This is...
Unless that's them, in which case, whoa. Creepy doll face, dude.
Great.
But,
of course,
you know,
the transmog
the,
for the paladins.
Bally,
you know.
Bally transmog. Yep. Back to global, another, looks like a Chinese player, and this is, looks very, very well done. Photoshopping, that is the transmog for the beast monk.
Yep.
And then they have a furry head, and they have the little prayer papers all around them, which is great.
Totally amazing. Again, budget cosplay for the win.
Yeah. Gotta love the old budget cosplay.
Totally.
So you were mentioning that the Light Neostone agent is going,
yes,
to be our next
Hall of Heroes. Very, I mean, rarely, but somewhat rarely, we get Hall of Heroes that are light and dark units, and I've actually been trying to get this one for a while. I really like the Neostone fighters, and I'm pretty sure I may have a transmog or two just kind of hanging out, but yeah, I really like the Neostone agents and fighters, and just being able
to
get...
Which one is this?
This is the light Neostone fighter. Is it Logan? No, it's not Logan. Wait, hold on. Let me get the proper name for said Neostone fighter, because Light and Dark Hall of Heroes are fewer and far between. Lucas, not Logan. Lucas, the Light Neostone fighter, is the Hall of Heroes, and he's actually pretty good. Let me leave his monster spotlight up just so we can check him out really quickly. But yeah, Lucas, not Logan. I always mix those two up. But I love his passive, Born to Fight. The attacks performed on your turns will generate a shield that's equivalent to the damage dealt for one turn. It also increases your critical rate by 30.
Rashibushi told us the name like 20 minutes ago.
Jeez.
How progressive he is.
Shout out to you, Rashibushi. It increases your critical rate by 30 and damage proportionate to the shield amount granted on yourself up to 200 with every attack. That's great. That's one heck of a passive. And the fact that everyone can get them on Hall of Heroes, excellent. Excellent.
Well, unless
excellent.
They can't clear two floors, in which case, what are you doing with your life?
Oh, well, you know, if you have people on your friends list, let them help you out. But that is one, seriously, that is one heck of a passive. Like, ever since I saw this character and read that passive, wow. So, yes, everyone is able to get Lucas for Hall of Heroes.
Luke Cage. That'll be awesome, because that is the last one that I need to have the whole set, I think.
Yeah, I have the dark one because way thousands of years ago, they had the dark Neostone as the Hall of Heroes. And I'm talking like maybe like 20, probably like 2017 or so, sometime around there. So, so yes, we are going to have full sets of the Neostone Fires because the light one is, again, like with many people, the only one I did not have. So yes, I'm going to have a full set of Neostone Fighters. I think you have a full set of Neostone Agents also. Is that right, Lightstar?
No, I don't have the light one.
Okay.
Very depressing.
wasn't sure if you had her or not, but regardless, very cool. Everyone's getting Lucas.
You know what's funny? I say this with irony. I have never bothered to actually summon the Dark Neostone Fighter that I have, who is sitting in my summon henge.
Yeah.
I am such a trash player sometimes.
Trash!
It happens. It happens. So,
though I was an idiot, I will talk about my impressions of the Wind Totemus since we all should be able to get him. I really like Riley.
Great.
And I hadn't built them up until this afternoon when I misunderstood who you were talking about.
Well, I'm glad you did.
But, I mean, they're really good. Like, every ability, basically, except S2, is healing people.
Right.
So, you have almost non-stop healing going on, which is great. And, yeah, I mean, just giving immunity and all that. I ruined them Violent Revenge.
Right.
Because, why not? Yeah.
Now, when they violent proc, do they heal more? Do they just keep healing?
Well, I mean, it's because their S1 attacks the enemy and it recovers HP of an ally with lowest HP ratio.
Okay.
And being it's fully skilled up, it's 30%. So basically, you're healing somebody for 30% if she gets violent proc. Or, I mean, if she gets revenge proc.
Right.
So, yeah. I'm happy whenever she takes many turns.
Excellent. Very cool.
So I've been enjoying that a lot. You know, kind of a good sub for either Fran or Lulu. You know, a little bit more robust healing rather than Lulu. So yeah, I'm enjoying her.
So you want to talk about Devilmon usage?
Well, just more so like what do you do? Like, here's my thing. I buy my Devilmon every week, and then I pretend I don't have them.
Okay.
And the reason why I do that
stacked up
is so that way, like, when you told me, like, oh yeah, do this, I had 31. Mm-hmm. So the 11 I needed to level the Totemist up when I thought that's what we were doing was just but a blip of my total that I have. So
awesome.
I'm just curious, like, how you handle them. Do you use them as soon as you get them? Are you... Like,
I don't sit on them. I just because, you know, especially, and I tend to use them more so on Nat 5s. Just because who's going to use a Nat 5 as a skill up when you can crystal them where you can do, but anyway, regardless, I definitely tend to use them on Nat 5s. Very rarely on maybe L&D Nat 4s, because of course those are few and far between. But I don't really sit on them. I use them pretty much immediately, especially if I get a new unit that I know I'm going to use really consistently. Like, you know, the Fire Demon. I think I just threw a whole bunch of Devilmons at him, like, immediately. The Water Monkey, you know, I threw as many Devilmons as I had, you know. So I tend not, because I understand why people save them, because you never know when you're going to get a Nat 5 and you may want to just like skill them up as much as possible, but very rarely on Nat 4s, but But yeah, if it's a nat 5 that I know I'm going to use, I know I'm just going to, you know, throw as many devil mon that I have at the time. Because, you know, there, it's kind of like damage that you're not using. It's like potential damage or potential, you know, skill ups that you're just sitting on. You know, one unit could be, you know, so much better than what it is now, but you're sitting on Devilmon and not really making that unit as powerful as possible. So I tend not to sit on Devilmon.
Nice. So you're different than me. That's fair. Different strokes.
Millions of players, we all play slightly different.
Yeah, I like to just see when I build something, I'm used to it and it's like, you know, completely untethered ways. Like I'm used to it not like having any power or anything at all in any way. So
right.
So for me, like, you know, it's never an issue to play with a monster the way they came in the box, so to speak.
Mm-hmm. I hear you.
But yeah, I mean, I don't know. I guess that's just kind of my ethos is just I don't really worry about skilling them up until I know that there's something I want to use. So, and I mean, I'll do it for, you know, for this and for, you know, the show and things like that. But yeah, for the most part, like, it's not like I sit around, you know, thinking, oh, I want to, you know, Devilmon something. So, you know, a lot of the time I just adapt to how they are. And then when I do Devilmon them, I'm like, wow, this is so much better.
Right. It was much better. I hear you.
Yeah, the fact that I've doubled the healing on the Wind Totemist is a good example.
There you go. It's a great example, right? And that amount of healing wouldn't have happened, you know, out of the box, quote
unquote. If I hadn't understood which monster you were talking about.
Let's see. Next topic. Next topic. We got, yeah, we got the events. We got events. Do stuff, burn energy, get rewards.
But here's my thing, though. See, you know, you're skipping over this. They've rebranded these, okay?
Right.
And this is my problem with it, okay? Mm-hmm. So before, it was you had to do 400 runs of... Yeah, like 400... Or no, was it 100? I forget. It was either 100 or 400 runs of each of the dungeons, right? Every week. And I'm sure Rashiboshi will know in just a moment, so I'll keep watching for it. But, like, the whole thing was, you know, now they have it where, oh, sure, you can get points doing other things, but essentially you're still going to get, like... Like, you're going to get half the points. So it's like... They'll let you do something else, but they're just basically saying, well, you're going to waste more time if you do something else rather than just do 400 runs of dragons or giants or whatever. So, I mean, it's kind of interesting that they rebranded it to where, like, it makes it seem like you could do something else, but it's not really viable because... Even as much as I play this game, I find 400 runs of a dungeon to be time-consuming, you know? Yeah,
definitely.
And I mean, and you think of the energy involved in that as well, like, you know. I don't know. It's just, I could see it off-putting to casual players.
Filthy casuals. I am definitely within that. Yeah, I tend to agree, bro. I mean, let's innovate some new events. Let's use some of these. Like, there's so many game modes. Like, I mean, everything from Scenario to the 2A dungeons to Lab. I mean, there's like let's kind of innovate with the events a little bit. Let's use some of these lesser used game modes. I'm sure there's data on which game modes are not necessarily super popular. Let's I don't know, let's throw in the world boss in one of these events or something like that. You know, let's innovate a little bit. I mean, that's just a little bit of feedback. I don't think it's, you know, horribly terrible feedback, but you know, let's because, like, I mean, how many times and how many ways can you, you know, do stuff, get rewards? Like, I don't, mm-hmm. Think of something cool.
Rashiboshi is at 350 runs of DB12 this week. Hmm. See, I mean, that's very impressive. I think I have 283 points, so I don't know, that's like 280 runs or something. Like, so I'm like 70 behind you.
Excellent.
We'll give you the points on the specific dinner, but you can... Yeah, I mean, it's easier, Rashi, but, like, if they really wanted to make it accessible, I think they should have just weighted it the same, that you should have had 10 points whether you wanted to do, like, scenario farming or Punisher's Crypt or, like, you know, whichever, like...
So many modes.
I mean, I guess it's just, like, you know, the fact that you're pigeonholing into you only get 10 points if you do this, and the fastest way to complete it is only do that one dungeon. It's like, sure, they're making it easier, but they're also not really, because, you know, is it really easier when you're doing the exact same thing? So.
Exactly.
My two cents. I don't know if you ever do this to go look at who they pick most often for RTA in these world championships and depress Ooh. Yourself. But you know, Dark Rika, Dark Oracle,
right.
Okinos, and the Light. Who is that? The Light. What do they call him?
Light Belenus.
Yes, Light Belenus. Okinos. Dark
Druids,
Bison.
Druids, duh.
The Druids, yes. So there's that one. Carnal, Dark Bison, Dark Ninja, Okinos, and yes, thank you. Rashiboshi also told me it was called the Druid. Thank you. Lulu, Carnal, Diana, Dark Oracle, and Trident is the water one, I think.
Poseidon? Yeah.
Yeah. Lulu, Carnal, Sierra, Light, Wind Dancer, and Pegang. Ganny, Dark Bison, Lulu, Okinos,
a Ganny sighting.
Carnal.
A Ganny sighting.
Sierra, Juno, Chungpeng, Lulu, and Tianling. Sierra, Diana, Triton, what's her name? It's not Charlotte. Portos. Yeah, thank you. Carnal. What is her name? Not Charlotte.
What?
Not Rika.
The water girl.
Annabelle.
Annabelle. Yeah.
Annabelle. So yeah. So.
I try not to because the depression sets in and I'm like, should I wail out? Should I become La Whale? Oh, speaking of whales. How is your pursuit, Genshin talk? How is your pursuit of the mighty Hu Tao going?
Oh, terribly. Horizon, Forza Horizon 5 came out on my
Xbox
Game
yeah.
Pass. So the past couple days, I've been driving around Mexico, looking at beautiful ray tracing, and
beautiful.
I've forgotten to even do my dailies because I'm a dumpster fire sometimes.
Hey, well. But you did get Toma, the new 4-star shield character. How do you like the
he is
Thomas?
A fine addition to the storage defense force of Genshin. although I saw a ton of videos that say I should build him, so yeah, who knows, maybe.
Well, he is a support. I know I'm not, he's not necessarily one of the major damage dealers like a Hu Tao or a Ganyu, but he's a pretty good shielder. He has a pretty good support unit, so you may want to, you know, put some...
Yeah, maybe. So just real quick, the Summoner's War Pack, the 99, it comes with 10 legend runes, which means you might get 2 decent runes, so, you know,
right.
Not bad if you don't mind spending $50 per. and you get two Summoner's War scrolls, which will give you two 4-star units. So if you want to be heartbroken for $100, that's the pack for you.
I'm making my list currently for the SWC scroll. Who knows?
Well,
if any of
it
these,
it is 7 o'clock, Mike.
It is 7 o'clock. I mean, I'm gonna actually wait a week to see if my luck is better. I have an L&D and some mysticals that I'm gonna. Oh wow, Dirty Diana. wow. Actually, let me throw. Mm-hmm. Oh no, that's Nelly the Gods. That's really the God's name for her, because she just seems to do amazing things.
I should build her.
Huh? You should. Absolutely.
I should also build the fire one. Lots of things I should build.
Let's go for the 4-stars. Are there any 4-stars? I have not summoned. Oh, the robo. The robo. I do not have a robo. But I literally have
Obo. Yep.
I do not have a fire barbarian king. That's interesting. Very interesting. I did not know I did not have that. I definitely have a fire Chun-Li, so I'm not gonna go for that. I have a fire Dalseem, so that's cool. I mean, there just really aren't too many. I mean, skill ups, skill ups, skill ups. Skill ups, hey, why not? Let's get some skills for our good old snipers.
Yeah, he says it has an 8% chance of a 5-star instead of the regular 6.5, so.
Good to know. So, my brother in summoning. Are you ready to do some summoning?
Oh, sure.
Art thou ready for yon summons?
Oh, sure.
Oh, we have to do our exclusive summoning news. In exclusive summoning news, we have, oh wow, Water Pioneer. We have good old Fire Fairy King, Daphnis. And an Archangel. I don't know.
I know. I'm going to throw my one summon at it and be disappointed and then move on.
Excellent. Should I count down the summons
like I
have done for thousands of years?
Yes.
Let's see. I'm gonna wait for the L&D. Okay. 3, 2, 1, and summon.
What a shock of living armor from the disappointing scrolls. Okay, 5-star.
So I'm gonna burn all these mysticals, and then I will end up.
Yes,
with
I am missing all of those Nat 5s, Rashibushi, as it happens.
Whoa! This is a supreme lack of lightning
yep,
on my part.
It sure is.
On both of our parts. All right, finally, jeez. Can we really call this lightning-tastic? All right.
I don't know, because I'm just sitting over here being disappointed.
Well, I got a Death Knight, so it is nice. Technically a lightning-tastic episode.
Well, as long as one of us isn't suffering, right?
Yeah.
Let's see. Just because I hear you still going, I'll open a couple more. You'll tell me when you're done.
I am down to my last mystical, and then I'm going to pop my L&D.
Fair enough, like.
And on the last mystical, there was a Wind Lich.
Hey, look, I finally got lightning. It only took me like 90 scrolls, and it's a 4-star. How predictable.
You know what? I don't think I had a Wind Lich.
Here you go.
I'm very sure that this is the first one I've summoned. Yeah. I'm actually kind of happy. All right.
Feed him.
Yeah, Earth. Like I did with the Fire Lich, of course, but I summoned another one. So I'm going to pop my LND. 3, 2, 1, and light and dark. Another first.
What'd you get?
Light Bounty Hunter. Definitely never had them. So anything is possible, kids. Anything is possible.
Oh,
you too.
Yes, Rashiboshi did summon up one of the worst Nat 4s. That's what I got. I know. That's my luck, Rashiboshi. I am perpetually cursed, as we all know.
So, I need to give big shout outs to people. Big shout outs, of course, to Hiroshin. Of course, to Nelly the God for gifting us so many, people watching the stream last week. Definitely appreciate it. Definitely want to shout out JD the Gamer, just one of the better streamers. Bubba Beans, who we haven't shouted out in a while. I definitely want to shout out Damone Kim. Damone Kim was one of the first Summoner's War streamers that I actually watched. He did Genshin for a little bit. Now he's doing New World. So, all the best to him.
I feel attacked. Rashiboshi is saying my luck is cursed with the Sylvia.
Whatever. Your luck is awesome. You have 2 LD Nat 5s. You got one from a witch. Oh, witch. A wish. Your luck is... let's see. Your Genshin luck is even better. I'm not even going to go there. Genshin luck is awesome. So, your luck is great, bro. No, don't... Anyone listening or watching... Don't believe what this guy says. His luck is just wonderful. Maybe. 2 LMD Nat 5s. This guy, nice. 0. Goose Egg. Actually, big shout out to Goose Egg. He's a Genshin streamer, and he's actually pretty funny. I like that dude. Big shout out to Tectone, one of my favorite Genshin streamers, who's just hysterically funny also. Definitely want to shout out Childish also. Just for being jacked, man. He's like role model, man. Like one day my guns will look like Childish's. Jeez,
right?
Guy is a brick. Like in I've seen him in I've seen him in person. This dude is a he is a brick house. He is
letting it all hang out.
He is jicked out. Is that all my shout outs? I think that's all my shout outs for this week.
So just tune out until you're done.
Kidding, I listen to everything you say. Whatever. Who are you shouting out, Lightstar?
Yeah, I'm gonna shout our perpetual Wednesday listener now. He works in the prison, does he? Yeah, probably. I think he does. You'd want to be Jack to work there. Yeah, I think that's where he works. Childish.
Oh, excellent.
I want to our perpetual Wednesday watcher listener, Rashiboshi, love you, bud.
Shout out to you.
And of course, Hiroshin had a great time last week. Thank you.
Totally.
And everybody else we've met, and RN Jesus, I know you're out there somewhere. you'll come back to me someday, I'm sure.
Whatever, you act like your luck is so bad. Your luck is amazing.
This is my way. Curse my luck until I get good luck, and then I'm very happy for like 5 whole minutes before it all goes badly again.
Dude, didn't you summon Kokomi like 5 minutes after, like, I think I got a Nat 5 in Summoner's War? You were like, you know what, I'm gonna summon a Genshin, and got a Kokomi like immediately.
Yeah, and now I can't get a Hu Tao to save my life. See how the luck turns?
Whatever.
Turns.
Whatever. That about wraps it up for this particular episode of A Monster Rancher's Guide to Summoner's War. New episodes on Saturday on the podcast. We stream every Wednesday night because we like Wednesday night. Wednesday night fun. Anyway. Come back. That's the exhaustion taking over. Anyway, reach out to us at Rancher's Guide on the Twitter. Lightstar777 Gaming on the Twitch, MRGTSW on YouTube, MRGTSW on Reddit, MRGTSW on Instagram, on the IG, MRGTSW on, I don't know, just look, just go to our Twitter and look at our link tree. All that stuff is there. Oh, at mrgtsw@gmail.com is our email, if anyone still uses email. MRGTSW on Facebook. That's it. See, I remember stuff. Yeah. Yeah, I think that's all of our socials.
Indeed.
Next week, I'm going to pop my SWC scroll, so tune in for that. We may have some friends over. Who knows? What else? What else are we teasing next week? Lightstar is going to be here, so come see him. He's awesome. And really, that's about it for us. We still have to do some Second Awaken theories because we some theory crafting because we haven't had a Second Awaken unit in a good long time.
Penguin Knight. So, it's going to be Penguin Knight.
Star Citizen just came out. Ha! Psych! It will never come out. Anyway. Wow. Never.
Shots fired. for Star Citizen.
Just for Star Citizen. Star Citizen, I want to eventually be finished because, you know, I actually wanted to. Anyway. Next topic for next week. Everybody live long and prosper. Have a great week.
Peace and love.
Everybody. Life. Shout out to all the veterans for Veterans Day. We love and support you. Definitely. Shout out to you folks.
Have a good one.
Have a good one, everyone.